Muruganar, in his own words, a journey of devotion, surrender and realization by Hari Murthy. The life of Sri Muruganar was highlighted by his total surrender to his Guru Sri Ramana and by his praise of his Lord in the form of exquisite Tamil verses that poured forth spontaneously in an unending cascade. These verses encapsulate in pristine form the teachings of Sri Bhagavan. With the release of this new work, Muruganar, in his own words, written by Sri Hari Murthy and published by Sri Ramanashramam, we are offered inspiring and illuminating insights into the life of this great devotee and the grace and compassion of his Guru. The prevailing cultural events which influenced Sri Muruganar's journey and the friendship and support of fellow devotees are also meticulously detailed. We present an excerpt from the book from the chapter titled Inner Turmoil, A Journey to Resolution. We are thankful to Sri Hari Murthy for bringing forward this captivating work and sharing with us some heretofore untranslated verses of Sri Muruganar, which will be undoubtedly a boon to all devotees. Muruganar embarked on a transformative journey and achieved perfect clarity at the feet of Bhagavan. Following their initial meeting, his inner conflicts gradually dissolved and his mind grew stronger in Bhagavan's presence. Muruganar firmly decided not to praise any other human or seek another guru for spiritual guidance besides Bhagavan. With this resolution, his attraction to the nationalistic movement waned. While he maintained utmost respect for Gandhi, his primary pull remained directed towards Bhagavan. When Muruganar presented the initial set of 12 verses, Bhagavan Sri Ramana recognized Muruganar's exceptional talent in composing poetry, reminiscent of the legendary ancient Tamil literary and devotional poets. Following his initial visit, Muruganar returned to see Bhagavan on several occasions. During one of these visits, Bhagavan commented that if Muruganar continued to compose in a similar manner, he would potentially create a treatise akin to Tiruvachakam. Deeply humbled by this statement, Muruganar perceived it as a divine sign from his Sadguru and embarked on a journey of composing verses dedicated to Bhagavan from that moment onward. Reflecting on why Muruganar composed so many verses in praise of Bhagavan, he wrote the following verse. Oonu Mahandra Oli Seer Anubava Mei Jnana Manam Kamal Sen Naginav Mona Varut Parveyal Anda Guru Padana Budhi Solal Sevaya Theruhindren. Meaning, removing the evil mind, his light shone as wisdom, which is the experience of the self. Such an experience is bestowed upon me because of my Lord's, Ramana's, gracious gaze. I sing his praises through my words as my sole service and the purpose of my life. In this verse, Muruganar articulates an important spiritual transformation and the central role that Bhagavan played in it. The phrase, removing the evil mind, signifies the purification of one's consciousness from the impurities of worldly desires, attachments, and egoic tendencies. More importantly, his conflict completely disappeared under Bhagavan's gaze. When Muruganar states, quote, his light shone as wisdom, which is the experience of the self, unquote, he is describing a state of realization where the seeker's inner light, representing divine wisdom and self-awareness, becomes fully illuminated. It signifies the direct realization of one's true nature as the eternal, unchanging, and interconnected self beyond the egoic identity. The line, quote, such an experience is bestowed upon me because of my Lord's gracious gaze, end quote, underscores the role of the guru or spiritual teacher in guiding the disciple towards self-realization. Bhagavan Ramana's mere presence had a transformative effect on many devotees, and Murugadar acknowledges that it was through Bhagavan's benevolent gaze that he was blessed with his spiritual experience. This verse culminates with Murugadar's resolute dedication to his life's purpose, extolling the virtues of Bhagavan Sri Ramana through his poetic expressions. This act of devotion and expression of gratitude serve as his primary offerings, vividly highlighting the great influence Bhagavan had on his life. In these verses, Murugadar masterfully encapsulates the essence of the guru-disciple relationship and the inner transformation brought about by the benevolent gaze of a guru. Although Murugadar never underwent formal initiation as a Hindu monk, permanently relocating to Thiruvannamalai in 1926 to live in close proximity to his guru, Bhagavan Sri Ramana marked the beginning of Murugadar's new life. He made a solemn commitment to compose exclusively on the subject of Sri Bhagavan and vowed never to worship or pray any other deity. Until his passing in 1973, he lived as a mendicant, preferring to be recognized as a devoted follower of Bhagavan Sri Ramana above all other titles or accolades. Upon entering the proximity of Bhagavan Sri Ramana, he dedicated every ounce of his inner attention to him and was blessed with Sri Bhagavan's grace. His initial collection of verses was published under the title Sri Ramana Sannidhi Murai in 1933, comprising 1,851 Tamil verses, totaling well over 14,000 lines, all in praise of Bhagavan Sri Ramana. Subsequently, he continued to compose over 28,000 verses, all dedicated to the singular praise of Sri Bhagavan. In many instances, he would question, quote, "Why should I contemplate praising anyone but you, O Ramana? For you are the embodiment of Satchit Ananda," end quote. Murugadar's literary prowess stands on par with the finest poets in Tamil Bhakti literature, a fact subtly acknowledged by Bhagavan Sri Ramana in more than one instance. He composed thousands upon thousands of Tamil verses with Sri Bhagavan as his sole subject. We are fortunate to have many thousands of these verses in our possession, but we have also lost many more, for they were not written with the intention of being read by others. In certain instances, Murugadar did not feel the need to preserve these verses. The poetic flow came to him naturally, driven solely by the presence of Sri Bhagavan, or more precisely, the inner Sri Bhagavan residing in the lotus of Murugadar's heart. He would write such verses on a slate with a chalk. When the next verse came to him, he would simply erase the previous one to write the next. Murugadar held a steady conviction that he did not write any of these verses about Bhagavan. Murugadar realized that these verses were authored by Bhagavan about Bhagavan, with Murugadar merely serving as a medium through which these verses were penned. He saw himself as nothing more than an instrument carrying out the will of his inner Bhagavan. Bhagavan, on his part, took care of Murugadar at every step of this journey. To illustrate Murugadar's devotion and Bhagavan's grace, there is an exemplary incident we have learnt of through a biography on Murugadar authored by Srimati T.R. Kanakammal. Murugadar decided to engage in begging to earn his food, firmly believing that it would help diminish his ego. This meant there were days when he might go without food, as he couldn't always undertake a begging round. On one such occasion, when Murugadar was fasting due to not begging, it happened to be Mahashivaratri, and he was unaware of this fact. The following day, when Bhagavan Sri Ramana embarked on the Girivalam, i.e. Giri Pradakshina, a 14-kilometer circumambulation around Arunachala Hill, Muruganar also joined him. However, due to his continued fasting from the previous day, Muruganar was extremely fatigued. Recognizing Muruganar's exhaustion, Bhagavan remarked, quote, "Did you observe Shivratri fasting yesterday? Come with me, and we shall go to the ashram kitchen to have a meal." End quote. In this way, Bhagavan kindly invited Muruganar to partake in a meal at the ashram's kitchen. Muruganar was inspired to compose a verse about this incident, which is presented below. Thirunat Sivaratri Yanathiriyadu, Urunal Patini Ittenai Marunal, Visar Pura Valampuri Vittaru Andananai, Pasipadam Arindu Un Parindali Pittum. Meaning, I was not aware that it was Sivaratri. He made me unintentionally fast on that day. The next day, he took me for Giri Pradakshinam. Recognizing my hunger, he graciously offered me food. His boundless compassion touched my heart deeply. Srimati T.R. Kanakamal observed that whenever Muruganar spoke of this incident, he would become emotional and tears would well up in his eyes. He would often find it difficult to continue speaking, so great was his gratitude for Bhagavan's boundless compassion. Scriptures proclaim that fasting on a Shivratri day bestows great divine grace from Shiva. In Muruganar's case, although the fast was unintentional, it granted him the greatest blessing of receiving Bhagavan's compassion and the assurance that Bhagavan indeed watches over us devotees. Muruganar's inexorable dedication to his master's teaching and his abidance at Bhagavan's feet are emblematic of his spiritual strength and glory. His life shows that genuine spiritual progress cannot be gauged solely by literary accomplishments or scholarly pursuits. Instead, it hinges on the depth of one's connection with their spiritual guide and the authenticity of their inner journey, which is symbolized by Muruganar's attitude. If scholarly pursuits do happen to unfold naturally, they should be allowed to do so without being obstructed by the ego. Bhagavan never forsook Muruganar. It might not have been apparent to others, perhaps even irrelevant to anybody other than Muruganar himself. Repeatedly, Muruganar attests to the fact that Bhagavan looked after his physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, possibly even more diligently than a mother would protect her cub. Muruganar confirmed Bhagavan's grace in multiple verses, and in one particular verse, he explicitly said how Bhagavan protected him. Ennai tanpale irithi enakku innamuda tannarul palitta daya suruban annayinum mikka peranbu vilangu siva seermai ennul sikkanave tokkadu seerthu. Meaning, he drew me into his embrace and retained me to bestow his divine nectar of grace. His very form is an embodiment of love itself. He showered upon me a love so profound, surpassing even that of my own mother, to eternally establish the auspicious glory of Lord Shiva within my heart. Muruganar's legacy continues as an enduring source of inspiration, reminding us that the path to self-realization isn't about accumulating knowledge or accomplishments, but about surrendering the ego and experiencing the connection with the divine. His life story continues to inspire and guide us on our quest for liberation, emphasizing the enduring importance of sincere devotion, absolute surrender, and steadfast abidance in the spiritual heart. It teaches us to allow life's events to unfold, be they pleasant or otherwise. Indeed, along the way, Muruganar arrives as one of the greatest poets nurtured by Mother Tamil, who endowed him with a magnificent faculty and intellect to employ her beautiful language in singing, worshipping, celebrating, blessing, and immersing himself in the bliss and devotion experienced while worshipping his beloved Lord Ramana. As we reflect upon his legacy, Is there any poet in any language, from any era, residing in any corner of the world, belonging to any religion, who has displayed such unwavering devotion as Murugnar did, while filling every fiber of their very being with the devotion to their living Sadguru and glorifying the divine brilliance of that Sadguru so splendidly? Murugnar built a poetic monument for his Sadguru, Bhagavan Sri Ramana, unlike any other disciple in history has done for a living Guru. This monument stands for all to see, appreciate, and marvel at for ages to come. However, comprehending its significance requires careful perception. Unlike conventional monuments, Murugnar laid the foundation for this monument through his own realization. Each verse he composed serves as a brick, his devotion as the mortar, his unconditional love is the water, and Bhagavan's grace is the cement binding it all together. Brick by brick, he constructed his masterpiece, which demands the reader's imagination, devotion, and realization to fully grasp and admire it. Within this monument, he placed an enormous throne, one that resides perpetually in every heart, yet remains often misunderstood and unrealized. Murugnar spent numerous lifetimes preparing this throne, meticulously crafted through years of solitude, surrender, and above all, soliciting the grace of his Sadguru. In that throne, his Sadguru, Lord Ramana, is seated in all his glory and radiance, quietly observing, guiding, and embodying the perception of all perceptions. He remains unrelenting, never weary of the antics of egos, sustaining each life with his complete silence, ever ready to assist anyone who surrenders to his grace. Professor K. Swaminathan movingly wrote, quote, "To practice his presence and to explain his teachings, the poet uses words which were richly sensuous or austerely intellectual or invariably appropriate, while his repertoire of metrical forms is astounding in its vastness, flexibility, and power. Like some great temple complex with its shrines and towers, it stands and grows. The immense output of this poet constitutes a massive and worthy literary monument to the master, whose mighty message Sri Murugnar managed to convey, because he is himself a consummate and humble scholar, manipulating with unerring tact and taste the inexhaustible resources of an ancient, still living language, unsurpassed in range, depth, and continuity of its devotional and metaphysical poetry." End quote. Professor K. Swaminathan aptly encapsulated an extraordinary historical event. No other culture, religion, land, or language had witnessed anything quite like what transpired with Murugnar. No individual had composed over 30,000 verses exclusively dedicated to their living guru to the exclusion of all else. Murugnar, even though he had forsaken all material possessions and lived a life devoid of worldly attachments, had erected the grandest and most unassailable monument to his guru and personal deity, Bhagavan Sri Ramana, through his absolute surrender and boundless imagination. He allowed his own master to channel the creation of these verses. This represents the highest form of surrender, wisdom, devotion, and yoga, precisely what Bhagavan Krishna urged Arjuna to embrace.